Yo, how we doing? Welcome back to the pod. And it has been a busy week, a busy couple of weeks. I feel like we are deep into event season. Marathons are coming up for the club at Mara. We've had some of our biggest events of the year back to back over the last couple of weeks. We did a parkrun takeover, which was huge. We did a collab with a local gym, Lift Lounge, which was different. Club nights are getting bigger. We've launched coach sessions in Stone, and that's improving week on week. We've got a big track social event with Sunday Run Club next week. So much going on with the club. I feel like every week we're building and improving and growing in more ways than just more members. It's just improving and upping the quality of everything, from the content that we're putting out to the socials that we're putting on to the events we're planning. And it's a team effort behind the scenes. I feel like I'm leading the charge, but alongside me, I've got a brilliant team, from Rosie helping organize the events to Rye doing the content to Gareth doing the memberships and more. There's a big team at Mara running the club runs, memberships, kit, and content and the brand and events and social. So yeah, shout out to you all that make this club happen and keep pushing the club forward. And the only thing that's challenging is maintaining that energy personally, especially when I'm training for Manchester Marathon. It's 5 weeks out now, or just over 5 weeks. And I think this week is, yeah, I've just felt tired. Legs have felt heavy. And I think because of the result of those events being back to back, and then I've had 3 or 4 weeks of back to back, big weeks in terms of training, I think I've just felt that. And it's like a compound effect, I guess. And my problem is, I love it all so much that I want to do it all. And so like these events, I can't help it. Like I give energy because it just pours out of me. And I think it kind of catches up with me when there's a lot that happens all at once. And what I wanted to share was how that then impacts how I feel, because especially with a training plan, when you're working towards a marathon or a goal, and I see it with lots of members and those that I'm coaching, you have something on paper that you want to achieve. But when life gets in the way, when things are busy and there's additional stress, makes it more difficult to get those runs in. And if you do get out and do those runs, it's very likely that maybe the paces or the distances that you'd hope to do feel more challenging because you're not as well recovered and rested. And it's that compound impact compound effect of all of that stress on your body, emotionally, physically. So, and it's amazing how quickly you can psychologically turn on yourself and feel down about that. Like I've literally had 3 or 4 weeks of back-to-back perfection, almost, of consistently hitting my sessions and hitting them well. And it's only been 3 or 4 days this week where it hasn't gone, in inverted commas, to plan. And I felt, in inverted commas, behind. And it's just natural to then feel low about that, or shame or guilt or frustration. But no training plan, I'm trying to remind myself, and this is what I wanted to share here, no training plan is designed to be 100% completed, because it's a static picture that's drawn up 3 months in advance, let's say. It doesn't know what your life's going to look like in 6 weeks' time, or what's going to unexpectedly emerge in your life, things that happen, niggles, injuries, family, work, and they're the things that you then have to navigate to be able to train. And I think the only thing that maybe I could have done differently in the last week to help me improve would be to go to bed earlier, genuinely. Netflix, I've probably watched a couple of episodes too many on an evening, versus going to bed, getting that extra 45 minutes, and then getting up early and then being able to run in the morning. Whereas I've been waking up and feeling like I can't wake up. I need an extra few hours in bed. And that's probably it. Other than that, circumstances have meant that training's been more difficult this week. And that's okay. That's expected. If you follow 80% or 90% of your training plan over a 3-month period, that is perfection. That is great. So just a reminder to myself to take a day at a time, a run at a time, every mile at a time, and do what I can, give it my best, and that's it. And when the week's done, when the day's done, let it go. What's done is done, and move forward the next day and do the best I can. Go to bed early if I can. Wake up early, or at least get that sleep in, because I think that is the foundation for me to be able to do more and go again in the morning. So if you can resonate with that, if you're training towards a big goal and you don't have the perfect week, don't worry. That is normal. Accept it. Move forward from it if you can. And tomorrow's another day. So well done, everyone that is getting out there. Keep running. If you are part of the club, live local, and want to join one of our events, upcoming events, then get involved. Follow us on Instagram at Mara Run Club. Or if you follow from afar, get involved online. Again, follow on our Instagram or our Strava. Just search Mara Run Club and join the club there. So thank you for listening, team. Hope you have a good day, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time you listen to this. And I will see you next week for the next one. Boom.